Good morning, boys and girls. We have a lot of you here today, don't we? We do. How many of you have grandmas and grandpas? You do? Well, you know what? I am a grandma, and I have 9 grandchildren, and 8 of them are boys. Well, 2 of the boys are twins, and they live in Denver, Colorado, which is a long ways away from here. And when they're teenagers now, but when they were little, they had a kitty cat. And one of the twins, his job was to take care of that kitty cat, make sure it had food, make sure it had water, and make sure that its little kitty litter box was cleaned out. Well, that kitty learned to love that twin. Oh, he loved him. And you know what? He would bring him presents. Our grandson would wake up in the morning and find a pencil on his bed, or a pen, once in a while a sock, and Lego pieces. What do you think Kitty was trying to say?
Thank you.
He was trying to say thank you for taking care of me. And once there was a little girl named Kathleen, and she had been sick for quite a while, and she had to stay in bed. And you know what some of the things are to help us get better? Good food, water, and fresh air. So her mommy left her window open a little bit so she could get fresh air to breathe. And one morning, a little bird flew in that window. And she was eating her breakfast, and she had some bread, and she left some crumbs on the table by her bed. And that bird flew over and ate the crumbs, and then it flew out the window. But the next morning, it flew back in again. And it kept coming and eating the crumbs, and they became good friends. He'd chirp at the girl, and the girl would talk to him. But one morning, he didn't come. Oh, she wondered what happened to her little bird. And the next morning, it didn't come. And the third morning, it didn't come. And she got afraid that maybe it had died or gotten killed. But after a week, it came back in. But you know, on its little breast, it had a big kind of hole, and it didn't look like it was feeling very well. So Mommy went out and got a bird cage, and they put the bird in the cage. And she gave it food, and she gave it water, and after a while, it started healing up, and it got happy, and it started chirping again, and they let it out of the cage, and it flew out the window. But you know what happened the next morning? When the little girl woke up, there was a blue ribbon on her pillow. And the next morning, there was a piece of yellow cloth. And the next morning, there was a pink ribbon. What was that bird trying to say?
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, even some animals really appreciate what we do. Do we appreciate what other people do for us? Do we say thank you? Now, our mommies take good care of us, and on Mother's Day, which is coming next month, do we bring them presents, like the little bird and the kitty cat that bring presents? And so who do we say thank you to besides our parents and our friends?
Jesus.
To Jesus. Did you hear when Elder Haynes said we thank him for the good things, for the stars in the sky, and for all the things he helps us with at home and in our church? And we need to say thank you to him. Now, I want you to listen to me, okay? We're going to have prayer in a minute, but before we have prayer, I want to tell at least one of you to go over there in that chapel and pick up the money, okay? Often they get forgotten, and they have the plates with money on too. But also, now listen, before we go, because we're going to have prayer, what I want to give you this morning, you wouldn't be able to carry the plates very well if I gave it to you. So while you're collecting the money, I'm going to go through those doors at the back, and I'm going to stand back there and wait for you, okay? And so now we'll have prayer, and then you pick up the money and pick up over there, and then meet me at the back, okay?
Okay.
Dear Jesus, thank you for the wonderful Sabbath morning. Thank you for all the good things you've given us, that we have parents and that we have friends and that we have all these beautiful children in our church. Take care of us today and help us remember to say thank you to you, but say thank you to our friends and our parents too. We love you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.